Hey everyone, welcome back to Coffee with Craner. This is episode 133, and today I have the founder and CEO of Tersano, Steve Hengsberger. He is a local entrepreneur and inventor, innovator, many great things that Steve's involved with. He is also the former CEO of Advantage Engineering, and he also went to the University of Waterloo, where he graduated with a mechanical engineering degree. And if you don't know about Tersano, we're going to be talking all about it today. And about this privately held innovations company in Windsor. They have offices and distribution centers throughout Canada, US, Latin America, and many more countries. So, Steve, it's a pleasure to have you on today. I'm so excited to talk about entrepreneurship with you.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Lyndon. Thank you so much.
And I see you have Starbucks in your, you know, in your hand there. Is that your go-to coffee?
Yeah, you know, there's the one over by Manning Road that's open at 5:30 in the morning. I get there just before 6 every morning. They know me well, treat me well. So, yeah, that's my go-to.
You're a regular.
Yeah. Fortunately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs drink coffee, right? It's you can't live without it. So what motivated you to start in entrepreneurship and creating Tersano? Walk us through that.
Yeah, so, well, like you mentioned, I started my career after University of Waterloo here in Windsor. I was in their co-op programs. I was actually in mechanical engineering, but my jobs, my placements were always with, at the end there, with IBM, actually, and I was doing sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. But when I graduated in 91, there was no jobs available. It was a recession time. So IBM was laying off, not hiring. I ended up coming to Windsor to work for a tool and mold shop, doing CAD work. And right around then, you know, stereolithography, 3D printing was starting to come about. And I decided that I was there for about 3 years. I decided to leave there and start my own engineering company and buy a 3D printer. So I think, yeah, part of me was always just innovating. One of my customers with Advantage Engineering, with the 3D printing and doing the prototyping, was a vacuum cleaner company that was, they had the Dyson patent, so they were the first in North America to sell a bagless vacuum cleaner. They got into water purification using ozone technology, and they went bankrupt, unfortunately. All their engineering department were out of jobs. I tried buying the company and getting it going. Again, but because ironically they were headquartered in Welland, Ontario, which is where I'm originally from.
Yes.
So I knew a lot of people there. They're all out of jobs. So they came to me when we didn't, the assets got split between about 9 companies. We didn't get anything in the end. So these employees came to me and said, Steve, why don't we start something from scratch, mm-hmm. right? That water purifier we were building had a lot of problems. If we could start it over again, we could build something better. So that's how Tersano started. And we were working on water purification using ozone technology. That was like 2001. When in 2002, 2003, you had the EPA, FDA, USDA. So in the US, they're all come out saying you can use ozone technology to sanitize surfaces, produce, fish, meat, you name it. So we built a quick home sanitizing system. So we started on that consumer side because everyone that was from this company was selling on the consumer side. They're selling vacuum cleaners, so they're selling the Canadian Tire, Walmart, those kind of companies. So started on that side. And when we showed the water purifier and this home sanitizing system to retailers, there was way more interest in this home sanitizing system. So that's how we went down that path. We launched exclusively. It took us about 5 years to get the technology right and all the regulatory in place.
Yeah.
So
patents and everything, right?
Yeah, patents, you name it. Yeah. So 2005, late 2005, early 2006, we launched exclusive with Canadian Tire here in Canada and the Sharper Image in the U.S.
And where is Tersano now as a company?
Yeah, so that consumer side, very challenging, right? So 2006, actually, very exciting year when we came out, in a weird way. 3 people died of E. coli on spinach in the U.S. that year. University of Florida grabbed our product, tested it. We actually killed 99.9% of that E. coli on spinach. So we won a Time Magazine Best Invention Award. Sales went significantly grew, I'll put it that way. We started rolling out to tons of other retailers. But that retail world, very challenging, Linens and Things, we were with them. So the Sharper Image had gone bankrupt. Linens and Things had gone bankrupt. Both of them owed us well into the seven figures. And I was like, why are we doing this? So we switched over to the B2B space or the professional space in 2009. And that's been our focus ever since. And now, so yeah, 15 years later, the biggest contract cleaners in the world, so like your ISS, Sodexo, Compass, your biggest facility managers in the world, your JLLs, your CBREs, Cushman and Wakefields, and then even companies like McDonald's, like they all obviously use traditional chemicals, and they almost all use Diversey and Ecolab. That's their two choices, and all of them have added Tursano as that third choice, and we're the sustainable choice. So our solution, I guess I didn't talk much about that, but it starts as water and oxygen. We turn it into this powerful cleaner, deodorizer, and sanitizer. So an all-in-one product, very simple to use, that's totally safe. So you get it on your skin, splash it in your eyes, drink it by accident, no harm done. And then the beauty then too is it actually then reverts back to water and oxygen. So for planet Earth, we're doing zero harm. So there's nothing more sustainable than our product when it comes for cleaning applications in the world. And people are like, well, what do you mean? Chemicals don't go down the drain. And we're like, yeah, every single chemical you bring in your home or into a building to clean, one way or another ends up either in a landfill or down the drain. Like, think about it. You dump a mop bucket, you're dumping not just the dirty water, you're dumping all the dirty water plus the chemical you use to clean down the drain. And when you look at everything you're doing in a building, laundry, there's a lot of chemicals going down our drains. So we eliminate all that. And that's why these large companies love our product, because we significantly lower their CO2.
And you said 2006, just it's 2000,
2006 on the consumer side, 2009, we started on this professional side, we'll call it.
So prior to that, and graduating at the from the University of Waterloo, as an entrepreneur, you go through, well, most go through multiple businesses before they have one that hits and takes you to that next level. For you, was there a number of things that I guess failed until you reached where you are?
Well, I still think Tursano hasn't hit, right? So yeah, like I, because our competitors are, like I
Or
mentioned,
it's been sustainable.
yeah, it's been a nice steady growth, right? But when you're introducing a game-changing technology, which is what it is, I've learned the hard way. It just takes time, which is okay. We're in it for the long run. But yeah, there's lots of hurdles along the way, right? And even with Advantage Engineering, being that tool and mold plastic prototyping space, dealing with the ups and down of the automotive world, yeah, you learn a lot, and it's not always easy. But then there's times when yeah, you're always innovating. And I've always been about, we have a great product, we have a good price, but okay, how can we keep improving both of those? Even when we think we're the best at everything we do, there's always a way to make it even better. And of course, through all that, make it a fun place for everyone to work, right? And that way you can attract good talent, you can grow talent from within, and just make it where, it's not work anymore. It's somewhere that you enjoy going every day.
Yes,
So.
absolutely. And how valuable has your mechanical engineering degree been in this field?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if I, well, I obviously I love tinkering, and I love another company we have is called Peapod, which is this collapsible portable toilet. So a lot of mechanical action with that, and every little thing that needs improvement there, I love getting involved and trying to see, okay, what can we do to make it better? Tursano is a lot of electronics nowadays internally, and I have to admit, I know enough to be dangerous, but we have software and hardware engineers now that actually do the bring that product to a final realization.
And
But
you must have a great team behind you as well.
it's all about a great team, right? Yeah, like I started this, and I definitely know ozone technology really well, but without the team that we have around us now, it would definitely not, the company wouldn't be where it is today, and it wouldn't be heading down the path that it's heading down.
And just going back to the technology aspect and the cleaning product and all the great things that you're working on, How does Tursaano stand out, differentiate itself? You talked about the chemical aspect, but as a company compared to others that might be in the market,
Yeah, so we, I think,
is it price? Is it
yeah, so we changed the whole cleaning world by bringing out our product back in 2009. There was nothing like it back then. Everyone was buying regular chemicals or green chemicals, and all green chemicals were watered down versions of good chemicals that people charge more for. So once we got out there and started building this clientele around the world, yeah, we have a lot of copycats now out there. And over in Europe, over in Asia, and we love it in a way. Of course, it's frustrating, but they'll all their marketing materials will always say they're just like Tursaano, except don't need the cartridge or don't need. So what we did, and we have our patent on our technology, has taken ozone technology where it's usable for like 15 minutes to an hour, because it does revert back to water and oxygen, to a point where we actually pass these cleaning tests. So there's some standardized cleaning tests. Our solution passes those for 6 days. So we, by with this patented technology that we incorporate into our whole system, it actually elevates the whole aqueous ozone, or the what we're using as a solution, where it's usable for a much longer period of time. And even though these other companies will always come in and say, "Hey, we're just like Tursaano, but don't need that cartridge," well, that's where we say, "Yeah, but without that cartridge, all you're getting is 4 hours of cleaning time, 15 minutes of sanitizing, where with us you're getting days of use with our solution." And we are cheaper on top of it. So so even against chemicals, and that's usually the first thing. Everyone wants to go sustainable. Everyone wants a sustainable solution, but no one has the money, especially nowadays, to spend more. So we're always just showing how our systems can save facilities money as well, save on labor. There's statistics out there, like hotels that switch to our system have 70% less slip and fall lawsuits because our system is chemical free. There's no chemical residue. So there's a whole bunch of other indirect savings too that separate us from all the other products out there.
And when you introduced this in 2009, and maybe this is just advice for any entrepreneurs, how do you, when you launch a new product that no one's ever heard of or hasn't been done before, how do you change that mindset from what's been the standard to flip and purchase or go with Tursaano?
Yeah, it's I always thought the answer was get one good customer and
They'll tell
they'll
everybody.
help they'll tell everybody. But I think what I've learned over the years is it does, that does help, but people still aren't comfortable only if one other guy's using it. So keep this is where my sales and marketing that I did at IBM, I think, because they had me on the street visiting customers all the time, and it was just go be out there, listen to the customers. So I still love going out doing sales calls, especially with our large global accounts, and hearing what their pain points are, what they don't like. Maybe there's less of that now, but at the beginning I was out there all the time, and then I would get back in that lab and make the system better, put in all the features that they wanted if they made sense. Yeah, so be out there, listen to customers, and roll it back into making your product better. Whenever you think that you have this perfect product, there's always something that you can probably do to make it even better, which will make it easier to sell.
And I've had somebody mention this to me before, is if your product's failing, should your first instinct be to change the price?
That's yeah, I'm sure that's a very quick, simple solution, or people think is a quick, simple solution, but that's you need the margin there too to help you with all your marketing efforts and to put that team together behind everything. So I would always say that's almost the last resort,
Last
especially with
resort.
a new product. Yeah.
And flipping back to innovation, and you're an inventor, right? An entrepreneur. People in this space can face writer's blocks or creator's blocks where you don't know what's next or how to tweak whatever product you have. How do you stay consistent and continue to produce new ideas for your company? And you mentioned the pit that you're working, or the
Oh, the
pod that you're
pod.
working on. Where do you get these ideas from? How do you stay Motivated.
Yeah, well, it's patience is one thing, right? So you get ideas, and sometimes you want to jump on them right away, but you know what? Take your time, think this through. Does it really make sense to follow this? Peapod's a great example. We've been at that for 6 or 7 years, and we're still just selling it very low quantities because it does need a couple more improvements. So, don't be afraid to do it that way. Just go slow. Keep putting product out there, learning from it. And that's, I think, what keeps me going too. I like solving problems, right? And when there's a problem on the floor, even at Advantage Engineering, from an operational standpoint, I'd be the first. That's okay. Let's go out. Let's solve this. I'm not out here to point fingers and try to figure out who made a mistake, what made a mistake. It doesn't really matter. A mistake was made. Let's fix it. Let's get a solution in place to make the customer happy. And from that, we all learn. And yeah, and it's probably going to happen again. So be ready for the next time. It's exciting, I think, right? And so I like solving problems, I guess, is that to answer your question.
Yes. Well, and I, you know, and I see a whiteboard here and paper on the wall. How many of your ideas go
It's
up on
blank.
it's
Yeah.
how many, I guess, you know, figuratively, how many of your ideas go up on there, and then you've actually, like, imagine you have ideas all the time, right? If you have 10 ideas, are one, you know, one of them actually coming to fruition, or 50% of them? Like, how does that, what would you say?
Yeah, you're probably right. I bet you it's only about like 10 or 20% of the ideas. And some of the things that stop ideas from moving forward is just time and resources, right? Like there are with Tursano 2 using ozone, there's so many different paths we can go down. And there were times where we were signing agreements with companies working on customized devices, and it was just stretching us too thin. We had to come back and go, look, we need to focus here, and what is what's our key competency for one thing? What do we think we can actually finish? And then even putting a cost to what each one would take to get to the finish line, and making sure that financially we can get there.
And do you have people that are in your corner and you run these ideas by, and they're like, Steve, you're out of your mind?
Oh yeah. Like I said, we do have a good team. So, and we're very, a couple of the guys I've worked with for 25 years, they followed my path with me from Advantage to over here at Tursano, and helped even with Peapod along the way. So we all know how each other thinks, and yeah, so we're not afraid to tell each other no.
Yeah, you've
That's
lost that,
not
yeah.
a that's not a let's not go there.
And in this space, is are there people that you inspire to be, or I guess were mentors to?
Oh, well, lots, right? The space specifically for Tursano. Yeah, there's just so many great people out there on the customer side, right? That have not been afraid to come out and say what they want better, and they've become friends over the years as well, because we worked together, we did the napkin drawings. Okay, what can we change? And even though they move on to new jobs, we move on and grow bigger. We always stay in touch. But the regulators, I have to admit, I secretly admire. Like dealing, no one ever likes dealing with EPA, or in Europe it's called the ECHA. But at the same time, they're people too. And when you sit down in a meeting and there's 10 of them, and they have their lawyer there too, because they want to tell you that they can't help get you a certain approval. It's kind of fun. Once again, it's that challenge, right? And I'll be
Yes.
so I love those situations too, to be able to sit there and go, okay, but did you guys look at it this
This way.
way, right?
Yeah.
And it opens up their minds too, to go, okay, yeah, we understand your challenge, and we, yeah, because we're chemical free. Regulators always have a hard time with how to give us registrations or things like that, right? And companies are so used to chemicals and what they have. So yeah, that's yeah, I enjoy that part of it, and bringing in like Dr. Saeed Jassim here locally, who
Yes.
did the water treatment system. He has an amazing ozone background.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of there's Steve Ashkin, the father of green cleaning, down in the U.S. that we work together with. He puts us into Google buildings all over the world because he does so much work for those kinds of companies as well. So yeah, they're
lots of
people.
People.
Yeah, lots of people. Yeah, and I'm terrible. Terrible. I always have been. I went to a high school in Welland that had 1,500 kids. I've always been terrible at names.
Yes.
And I'm still, but there's certain ones you remember.
Well,
right?
Maybe he'll remember my name after this. It's Lyndon, by the way. two final questions for you. The second last one would be for anyone looking to enter the inventor entrepreneurial space, what would be your advice to them if they're looking to go out and create that next product?
Yeah, don't be afraid to do it, right? Somehow get that idea in front of the right people. You know, if it comes up, it really does come down to funding something in the end, usually. Yeah. So, you know, if you can't do it on your own, not a big deal. There's a lot of options out there. If you have a great idea, someone or some groups will step in and help you get that to market. So. Mm-hmm.
And where do you see Tersano heading in the next 5 to 10 years? Where do you want to take it? What are some exciting things in the hopper?
Yeah, well, we keep growing, right? Our two big competitors that, you know, Diversey's $3 billion in sales, Ecolab's $15 billion. We're nowhere near that. Way
not
smaller.
Yet.
But that's, you know, but we're that third choice for all these large companies, right? So it keeps going, okay, so we can grow this a lot bigger still. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got new products coming out that'll help us get there. Trying to maybe not compete as much with Diversey and Ecolab in some spaces, so coming out with products where they don't have anything yet, so that there's not as much difficulty for companies to decide whether to switch or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, make it an easy choice.
Yeah.
Lots of great things. It's exciting to see that's happening here in Windsor at this facility in Oldcastle, I believe.
Right? Yeah, it used to be called Oldcastle.
Old Castle.
I think it's Tecumseh now. Tecumseh, but,
yes.
Yeah,
it's a great space. A lot of exciting things happening here with Steve, and really appreciate your time. I think this would be of great value to many entrepreneurs and people that are in the sanitary cleaning space, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
So a lot of great points today. And if you're looking to watch the episode back and forth until you fall asleep, you can visit coffeewithcraner.com. We'd love to get your feedback. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Lyndon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.